Podtacular 407 Halo Bolarama for the week of January 30th, 2014.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I'm your host, Duststorm.
And I'm your other host, Brent Gamer.
And yes, ladies and gentlemen, you heard that right. Brent Gamer is back in the house.
Back in the house, man. I'm back.
Welcome.
I don't know if you missed me or not, but I hope you missed me.
People missed you. I'm just laying it out here right now. People missed you in the chat, in the recordings. They missed you everywhere. It was a sad, sad day in the world of Podtacular. Sad 2 weeks in the world of Podtacular without Brent.
I know. I wasn't able to annoy anybody for 2 weeks. People weren't used to it. I mean, I'm like the village idiot. It's like you get rid of him, people don't know what to do anymore because they're like, "Oh man, who's the village idiot now?" Like,
no. People definitely.
I'm glad I'm back.
Yeah, people definitely missed you, and we're glad to have you back. It's been a wild past 2 weeks, and I know I talked to you last week before we actually did the recording, just to kind of catch up and make sure you didn't fall off the edge of the world. And you kind of know of some of the leaks that have been going on, some of the big Halo story items, and we got a few more to talk about this week, but what are your thoughts behind this whole rumor mill being spun up like crazy and everyone going nuts over just the tiniest little piece of information that's not confirmed?
The people have been doing that in video games since the dawn of the internet. I mean, before then, you know, I mean, back in the 80s, when they had like just normal NES and Sega Master System, people were making up rumors that weren't true about video games. But I mean, people want Halo 2 Anniversary bad. They want it bad because that was a great game. They want to see Halo 2 in glorious high definition, in glorious 720 or 1080p, whichever. Probably 720 because that's cheaper. But
it'll probably, well, depending on what they make it in, if they make it in the next gen engine or if they do it something similar to what they did for Halo CEA, then it's going to definitely be HD, probably at least 720p. It'd be cool to see it 1080p, but I doubt it's going to be that far.
Yeah, it's going to be running in the Skyrim engine. I don't know what that engine is, actually.
Wrong game.
But
wrong game. Yep. Wrong game.
I don't know why I've been thinking of Skyrim recently.
I know you've been away for a little. Remember, this is a Halo podcast.
I thought this was the Elder Scrolls podcast.
No, that's I don't know what else you're getting into, but this isn't the Elder Scrolls podcast.
I'm sure there is an Elder Scrolls podcast out there somewhere, but I don't know what we would name ours like.
I don't know. Let me be honest. I haven't played Elder Scrolls really that far into the game to know everything that goes on. I've only played 20 minutes of it, so I don't even have that many levels. I don't know really that much behind the story, so you probably know a lot more than I do, depending on how much you've played.
Oh, yeah. I haven't played a lot. I played through Oblivion, and then I played a ton of Skyrim, and that's about it. Like, all of the games prior to that, I don't know about, I don't care about.
I'm clueless.
Most people started their Elder Scrolls experience with Skyrim because it's such a great game. You know, I mean, it's massive. It's just fun. I got to the point though in that game where I became so powerful that there was just no point in doing anything except finish the game. Like I'd been putting off the main quest forever. You know, just running around doing cool stuff, and then I became so powerful that it's just like you hit this wall where you can't possibly become any more powerful. And you're just like, yeah, just time to finish the game. Like, game over, party's over. You don't got to go home, but you can't stay here, you know?
Yeah. Alrighty. Well, let's jump into some new Halo news. There has been some more rumors that have been going around, of course. And our stance here on Podtacular is, well, we will acknowledge that there is a rumor and a leak possibly out there, but we're not going to really discuss it in great detail because there are rumors, there are leaks, they're not official, and if it's nothing in an official capacity, then we really can't say whether or not it's actually going to be true. But this first one actually does provoke some interesting thoughts, and we talked about it a little bit on last week's podcast when Jack was on about the whole timing of when to release games. So I think we'll continue that discussion a little bit just because of the information that came out. But Halo 2 Anniversary has been quote-unquote confirmed in a rumor, which isn't really confirmed, but by someone on NeoGAF saying that it's supposed to be released on November 11th of this year, which would be exactly 10 years after the release of Halo 2 on the Xbox, and it would include a Halo 5 beta, with Halo 5 being delayed until next year. So, not going to really question whether or not this is particularly true, if it's actually Halo 2 Vista that's coming out, if Halo 2 or if Halo 5 beta is going to be made available, and there's some other little things to the rumor as well. You can find it on plenty of other places and NeoGAF if you want to look into more information. But I want to kind of go over the topic of having Halo 2 Anniversary come out this year and Halo 5 being delayed till next year, because I think that's a really smart move for 343 if that's actually the case. First off, being we've always seen Halo in the past with Bungie be a three-year dev cycle, and I would like to see that happen with Halo 5 because of all the stuff that happened with Halo 4, all the negative feedback it got, the low population numbers right now compared to past games, and the Halo 2 Anniversary is something that everyone wants. So I think that if this rumor to actually come true, at least for the Halo 2 Anniversary coming out this year and Halo 5 being pushed to next year, I think that would be a very, very smart move for 343.
Oh, yeah, anytime you can sell a game back to people again, you know, 10 years after it came out, that's a good money-making opportunity.
What it does also is it gives people opportunity for those that didn't get to play before, if they were too young or if they didn't have an Xbox before or if they didn't have the older generation, is to actually go back and be able to play those titles and enjoy the experience that other fans like them got to experience.
Yeah, but they didn't have to play it on the gigantic Xbox One controller. I think by the time Halo 2 came out, they already had the controller S, but they don't get the same experience.
Oh, okay. You said Xbox One controller. I got confused there for a second.
No. I just figured that out.
You're talking about the Duke.
Number one controller.
It's just called Xbox.
Yeah, but I know what you mean. To me, any of the current Xboxes is the Xbox at the time. Like, right now, the Xbox One is the Xbox. That's like the Xbox. To me, Xbox One, just like PS1, is, you know, just the first console. That's why the entire naming of the Xbox One didn't make sense to me. do you get what I'm saying? It's just kind of nuts.
I just think that... When you're talking about the Xbox platform now, you have to be specific in saying Xbox, which means the first generation, Xbox 360, which means the second, and now Xbox One, which means the third generation, which I know is really screwed up. Like you said, it's kind of not exactly intuitive, but I think that's the way you kind of have to look at it now with how many different naming conventions of Xbox there are.
Yeah.
Or you could say Xbox One, Xbox 360, and Xbone.
Yeah, I like saying Xbone.
Xbone.
Xbone. Anyways. People want to play Halo 2. Halo 2 was a great game. A lot of people had problems with the campaign, you know, for whatever reason. But it was an okay campaign, except for the huge cliffhanger at the end. That final.
The only gripe I personally had with it when I went through it was just kind of how much longer it was compared to the rest of the other Halo games. And I don't mean that in a detrimental way, because the story of having Master Chief and the Arbiter I thought was a really cool exploration of the Halo universe, and I would honestly like to see that again in an upcoming Halo title.
Yeah.
But it was a little long, and the ending, I know a lot of people had an issue with the ending. I didn't play it exactly when it came out, so I don't think it affected me as much, because by the time I got around to it, I already knew a third game was coming out. So I'm guessing, like, you would have more experience behind that, Brent.
I mean, you were more on top of it then. Everybody knew that Halo 3 was coming out, but it was just kind of cheap that all of a sudden, you know, in the height of the excitement in the Halo 2 campaign, they're just like, nope, you got to wait till the next game. You know, I mean, people knew H3
was coming out. That's kind of a good marketing decision, though, if you think about it.
Oh, yeah.
Because if you leave people on a massive cliffhanger, you know they're going to come back.
That's why I didn't care about it that much. Like, I mean, cliffhangers are exciting for me, especially if I know that they're actually going to follow through and have a sequel that will satisfy my need to understand what happened in the narrative. But in the, Halo 2 was the only campaign where you got to play from the opposite side of the war, and that was kind of cool. In Halo 3...
And it was really interesting. I liked seeing the other side of the Covenant. You got a deeper understanding of how the Covenant works, and then after Halo 2, of course, you had more books that came out, like Contact Harvest and The Cold Protocol, which dove even more into the Covenant hierarchy and how all those different races interact with each other. And it's just a really cool side of Halo that I don't think gets explored enough at the moment. And I think it's still a little bit of it in its infancy, and we see more of it through the Kilo 5 novels, which is really cool. I really love the Kilo 5 novels. It's brilliant. And I want to see more of that in the games, though. I want to see that kind of style in Halo 2 come back into one of the future Halo titles, whether it be Halo 5 or Halo 6 or something else down in the Forerunner saga. I want to see multiple sides being taken. And I know not everyone wants to see that. Everyone is kind of gung-ho for Master Chief and want to see his story more than the Covenant story. But I think for people that enjoy the universe as a whole would really benefit from seeing another side played out in the game.
Yeah, I mean, Halo 2 really helped people understand the Covenant a little bit better.
And maybe that's something they can do in an ODST-style game.
Yeah. I really have no idea what they would put out, you know, similar to ODST at this point, like some sort of side story. But Halo 2 had a long campaign, and it might not have been the greatest in some portions. It kind of, like, stretches itself out a little bit, but it was different. It was a lot different than any other Halo campaign, and I appreciate that.
It was, and I think the big point of that is because it took people away from Master Chief, and it put you in a position where you were more vulnerable but and a lot more relatable to the character that you're actually playing and being portrayed as. And if you ask just about any big Halo fan out there, probably 8 or 9 times out of 10, you'll hear that ODST is their favorite campaign.
It was a lot more dramatic. Definitely. I mean, there wasn't like a bunch of heroics. It was just normal humans trying to survive on, you know, the remnants of this human city.
But the thing with that, though, is it tied into the Halo story as it was founded already within the games.
Yeah.
And that was the tie-in to Halo.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of what other kind of side story I would want. Like some sort of intergalactic matchmaking service. Like eHarmony.com for the Halo universe.
You just want your Cortana dating sim.
Yeah, I do. And I'm saying now would be the time to do it. It's like when Cortana died, her spirit, you know, fleshed out into different internet systems, different networking systems, and now she is her own dating service online. Cortana.com.
Oh, gosh. I'm wondering what is a at Cortana.com. I might check afterwards just to see. I doubt it's anything Halo related, but
yeah,
it'd be interesting to see what's actually there.
This will be an everlasting love for me.
Welcome back, Brent.
It's good to be back.
So on top of the Halo 2 anniversary and the Halo 5 beta rumor, there were some screenshots leaked earlier this week that was supposedly supposed to be, or might have been last week. I think it was this week, though. That were supposed to be part of Halo 5, but I believe on Tuesday or yesterday, as of this recording, it was actually confirmed that the screenshots that were leaked were part of a community-based project, so they were not actually Halo 5 screenshots. So if you saw some of those floating around the internet earlier this week, then those were not actually leaked screenshots. And, of course, it goes back to the whole nothing's official until it's official. So, yeah. Nothing too big on that development. Another thing I want to mention on the Halo 2 anniversary thing before we move on to the bulletin stuff is we had the rumor about the Halo movie coming out, and that was supposed to be done by a credible source as well, and that got knocked down by Microsoft almost instantly. So the fact that this came out from a known reputable source for having knowledgeable information about Microsoft products also kind of tends to lead towards it. I mean, it could be possible. It could not be possible. and we really won't know until an official word comes out of 343's mouth or Microsoft's mouth. Bless you.
I tried to hit the mute button. I ran for right. it. I just it's couldn't right. hit it in time.
Whew. It's okay. So that's kind of been the leaky news, the rumor mill news for this week. We should just make a section called the rumor mill, and we should have a nice little sound clip that goes with it.
Yeah.
I feel that there's been something every week, and there is probably going to continue to be something every week until probably some big E3 announcement.
I'm trying to think what would be a good sound effect for a rumor mill.
We can figure it out. I'm sure we'll figure it out after the show.
I just feel like it should already be in my mind, like... It should be there in my brain waiting to bust out. Because I have all of these sound effects for different things in my life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would have to be something somewhat Halo related because we are a Halo podcast.
Yeah.
But as far as that leaky news goes, that's kind of it for this week. I don't think I missed anything else. But we get to go on to the Halo Bulletin, which is official news, which is always nice. First up is, of course, the Halo 4 Spartan Bowl. As you guys know, the Super Bowl is this weekend. I don't care too much about sports, but I know that the Seahawks and the Broncos are the ones playing. So we have, in response, 343 is making the Halo 4 Spartan Bowl game type and playlist available in this weekend's matchmaking system. So on Friday, that's tomorrow from this recording, to Sunday, which is probably the time you're hearing this podcast... There's going to be the Halo 4 Spartan Bowl, which you can partake in and play some football-inspired Ricochet. There's been a whole new course that's been made by Knockyard, which is one of the forgers over at Griffball Hub, one of our good friends. And the game type has supposedly been revamped to kind of fix some of the bugs that were in the Turkey Bowl. And, of course, there's the two team colors that are going to be in the game whenever you go play. So if you get if you get the color that you're rooting for, great, go in some games. If not, then betray your teammates or something, or just have fun. But that's going to be, again, Friday, the 31st of January through Sunday, which is the 2nd of February. So if you're listening to this on Saturday, which is when we release the show, then you probably have another day to play. So that's going to be interesting. I want to try to get some of those games in on Saturday. Because Sunday I'll actually be at a church group's gathering for the Super Bowl. So I won't actually be home to play that. But it is supposed to be going past the Super Bowl. Like, it'll probably be up until midnight Pacific time while it's going on. So you have some time to play afterwards as well.
Oh, yeah. They're not going to make you play during the Super Bowl. I mean, that'd be kind of dumb.
That'd be weird.
Yeah. Like, if they only had a playlist during the Super Bowl, like, making you choose, everybody would obviously, I mean, anybody with friends that care about football would obviously have to, you know, watch the Super Bowl. They wouldn't get to play this, but.
So I mentioned this on last week's show when Jack was here, and I think this would be kind of an interesting statistics if we could actually see how it matches up with real life, but it would be interesting to see the amount of goals scored per team during the whole time that the matchmaking playlist is up compared to the score or the outcome of the game of the actual Super Bowl and see how closely those correlate. I think that would be an interesting statistic. It's completely random and completely nonsensical, but it would be interesting.
Yeah, I'm not sure that those two stats would be able to correlate with each other too well. I mean, football is just so completely different than Ricochet.
Well, and it's a video game versus a sport.
Oh, yeah. And there's obviously a lot more people playing the video game.
I'm just saying, though, it would be an interesting statistic if you pulled those together at the end of the day during the Super Bowl and after the playlist is done.
Yeah. So. See if the Seahawks color won consistently.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're all rooting for the Seahawks. It is Seattle, which is where they're based out of.
Well, even the Seahawks logo is an emblem that you can put on your... on your Ricochet helmet, isn't it? Like, the alternate color type for the Ricochet helmet is the Seahawks logo.
I don't actually know for sure.
Yep, I'm pretty sure about that.
It could be.
Pretty sure.
All right.
Fairly certain. Yep.
All right.
Seahawks.
I'll take your word for it.
It's Seattle Seahawks.
So, yeah. next on the bulletin update is what we're going to be having for the next matchmaking playlist update, which is supposed to be hitting this Monday, so after the Super Bowl. And it's Heavies, Team Heavies.
Woo! I love tanks, Heavies.
Wraiths.
I love Tanks.
I am so going to enjoy this playlist.
Tank beats everything.
Yes, Tank beats everything. So it's going to be a 6v6 Team Slayer game type, or sorry, not game type, playlist for Heavies. And it's, of course, Heavies. I've been wanting vehicles combat, like big vehicle combat for a while, and we do get some in big team battle and those kind of things, but having this 6v6 where it's all Heavies is going to be fantastic.
Oh yeah, everybody loves Heavies. I don't like plasma pistols in Heavies. Those need to be gone, but...
Yeah. I'm hoping that they actually have fixed loadouts to where plasma pistols don't spawn in your back pocket or you can't do personalized loadouts. But I'm guessing there's going to be an Affinity Slayer game type and just a regular Slayer game type. And of course, there's some objective game types dashed in there as well. But I am excited for this. It's going to be so much fun. Vehicle mastery commendation, though. Destroying other vehicles is going to be something I'm going to work on.
Yeah, start shooting at scorpions because you're not going to have another chance anytime soon. So
yeah.
Start blowing them up.
It's going to be awesome. So that'll be coming out on this Monday, I believe.
Heavies will be available February 17th.
Oh wait, so it's not this Monday.
Nope.
Oh wait, SWAT's this week. That's right. So I'm sorry. Heavies is out 2 weeks from this coming week, and SWAT's the one that's coming in because we had the poll from last week. That's right. So SWAT is coming out on Monday, and the community choice for that was SWAT CTF.
Yeah.
Which I'm not too thrilled about.
Well, I mean, look at the other choices. SWAT King of the Hill, I mean, that would have been a joke. SWAT Oddball, that might have been okay. SWAT CTF.
Oh, no, SWAT King of the Hill, I mean, it just keeps... the movement in the hill going a little bit faster. I don't think it would be as bad. But SWAT CTF, I just think of Lightning Flag, and I'm like, please no.
Yeah, Lightning Flag's kind of
Lightning Flag terrible. Has like ruined CTF for me for Halo 4. It's just like, ugh.
Yeah, personally, I would have preferred SWAT Oddball if I had, you know, actually been able to choose any of these. But SWAT with any objective game type,
No. It doesn't work.
Yeah.
It's not designed to work like that.
This isn't Call of Duty. You know, this is...
Yeah.
I think that's why a lot of people love SWAT. I mean, I enjoy SWAT. That's a game type I'm kind of decent at, but...
I mean, SWAT as in Team SWAT or double SWAT is great, but coming out and doing SWAT objective, it just doesn't make sense. You could do like SWAT Regicide, but that's kind of a variant of Slayer.
Nah, I hate Regicide. I just can't play that anymore. I just don't care about it.
Regicide is fun on the right maps. There are certain maps where it just doesn't work. And the Ravine built-in Forge one, I forget what it's called. I think it's Simplex. That one is just horrible. But for maps like Haven, Exile, it's all right. I don't mind doing Regicide on those. Because you have to have enough corners to walk around and enough closed spaces, but a scattered amount of open spaces to get those kind of narrow shots in.
Yeah.
So, SWAT CTF is going to be joining Team SWAT for this week's upcoming matchmaking rotational playlist, and then the Heavies is going to be out 2 weeks afterwards, and that's what I'm going to be looking forward to.
Oh, yeah, everybody loves Heavies. Everyone loves tanks. And
most definitely.
I like them heavy.
Like my tanks heavy.
Yeah.
Woo! Next in the bulletin is there is an open position for 3-for-3. Now, if you've been paying attention to the job openings and postings that 3-for-3's had for about the last, I want to say the last year or so that they've been kind of posting those out, they've been having open positions for people to come in and make a change for Halo, make the next big thing for Halo. And they have a recent position open for a franchise writer, of all things. And they have an interview with Jeremy, I think I'm going to probably butcher his last name, Patinod, And I think he was actually one of the former Senate Justice guys, if I'm not mistaken. But they have a little interview with him on the bulletin for this week, kind of going into what his favorite parts of the of writing the franchise is and what he likes to focus on. And he's actually a big vehicle nut, apparently, which is I enjoy that. I like vehicles in Halo. I know it's not one of the three corners of the golden triangle for Halo, but I love Halo vehicles.
Yeah, the vehicles are an important part of Halo. They've always been, you know, not for the smaller maps, but the bigger maps have always featured very fun vehicular gameplay. To this day, I still think Halo has the best vehicle gameplay in any FPS ever, but that's just me.
Oh, I agree. It just fits a lot. It just fits well with the gameplay, at least kind of formally how it was before you could spawn with a plasma pistol in your back pocket. But as far as the integration of the vehicles goes with the gameplay of the core experience, it just is a good addition to the game.
Well, also in terms
balance,
of...
And the whole balance of ground vehicles beats air vehicles beats ground troops, and ground troops beats ground vehicles just is a magical combination that works, and it worked in Halo 2 really well.
Yeah.
So coming to see a franchise writer possibly make it into 343 would be cool. I can think of a couple of people in the community that would be really, really good for this position. One of those being the Lionheart, if you guys know him, and David Futch, one of the guys over at Ford Under Dawn, I think would be excellent candidates for the position. So I hope both of them apply, and if they get chosen, then do some wonderful things for Halo. There's some other people that I know kind of lurk around HBO that would be interesting picks as well, but I see their strengths a little bit differently, not necessarily in the franchise writing, but there's lots of talent out there. There's lots of people, lots of different community members that have made storylines behind the Halo universe. If you look at some of the Machinima projects that have been out there, there's a lot of talent, but it's just really cool. So whoever 343 picks, I hope they pick a big contributor to the Halo community in terms of stories that have been added on top of official stories, and that we see something really, really awesome come out of whoever they hire.
Yep. Still waiting on that Palmer / Lasky romance novel.
Oh, gosh.
Whoever gets picked has to do that. They have to make that canon. It's essential. I mean, it's essential to the survival of the Halo franchise.
You don't say.
I mean, think about it. I mean, you seen that the previews for that new movie, Vampire Academy or whatever? They've essentially taken two things that teenage girls love, which is Harry Potter and Twilight vampires, and smashed them together to make a whole bunch of money. I'm just okay. Saying, if you want to go for that demographic, you got to start pushing out the Lasky and Palmer love story. You know, that's what they want. Also, they need to make Lasky or Palmer a vampire. Can you imagine Sarah Palmer being a vampire? That would be amazing. That would take the Halo story in a completely new. it would be completely different.
I worry a little bit about you sometimes. Vampires in Halo. I'm not sure how well the community would respond to that. What do you guys in the chat room think? Let us know.
They can sparkle in the sunlight like the Twilight vampires. It'll be great.
Ben's just said, oh, dear Lord. Oh, man. But if you want to check out Jeremy's little interview for the franchise writing that he does with 343 Industries, then check out the Bulletin. It's not as long as the other interviews that they've had on the Bulletins before, so it's nice and short. It's worth a read. Interesting little things that he's done with the community, or not with the community, with the Halo franchise and his little inputs into the game. So check it out. And of course, last but not least on the Bulletin is the Screenshot Spotlight. Last week's was Explosions, which I'm pretty sure you would have had some pretty cool ones to pick out of that one, Brent. It's too bad you weren't here. But this week is Nature, which is, I kind of like that because Halo 4 is pretty.
Yeah, nature's pretty. Halo 4 is pretty. It's a winning combo.
It's very pretty. So for me, I'm going to say for my top picks for the screenshots, Enhancing Nature by Draxonia, Ghillie Squad by Z6 Nitro, Absorbed by AZPECT297, and let's see, Standoff by Gothic Lucy, and Prismatic by XXDVSV2.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Prismatic as my winner, and then the runner-up is Standoff by Gothic Lucy. So cool, these are cool. Some good ones.
These are really good ones. Yeah. I mean, Indigenous Soul, most of the ones in here have an interesting visual effect to them, but Indigenous Soul, Flora, Caverns Deep, and Serenity are just kind of like, yeah, that's kind of part of the environment. But the other ones actually did some pretty cool stuff with the engine, which is why I kind of picked those over some of the other ones.
Yeah, Indigenous Soul is kind of... it's a tree. Here's a screenshot of a tree that they put in the game.
Yeah. So, it's... I mean, most of the screenshots in here are really good. It's, again, it's pretty Halo 4.
Yep.
So, that's it. That rocks it for the bulletin this week. A little bit shorter of a show than what we're normally used to, but that leaves way for the Halo 4, not Halo, I keep on saying Halo 4, gosh, the Halo Community Appreciation Giveaway results. The results are in, ladies and gentlemen, and we will be having a post with the finalists up on our website after this podcast is posted with the winners and the entries that they submitted. But we have our finalist of people that won first through third, and our Podtacular pick as well. So going from third up on through first, third is from a community longtime favorite, and it's actually from GameDude03, and he did a video just kind of highlighting some of his creative aspect, which we've inspired from him, and it's some Minecraft stuff and some Halo forging stuff that he's done, some maps and game types, and I believe we've played one in one of our Wacky Wednesdays before, if I'm not mistaken. But for those on the live stream, we'll be showing them after the show's over, and then for those listening to this after the fact, you can watch the video up on the post that we have for the finalists. So he won third place, and of course we have the whole prize list of what we're giving away to people. So for Game Dude, you will be receiving a Certain Affinity t-shirt, Certain Affinity leather-bound journal, Halo Mega Bloks exclusive Steel Spartan Mark 6 Spartan, Halo Legends Origin movie poster, Halo Evolutions novel, one of three Halo San Diego Comic-Con 13 collectible pins, Halo 4 Master Chief Avatar armor code, a Mr. Chief Avatar costume code, and a Champions Bundle DLC code. So congratulations for making third place in our giveaway.
Woo!
Yeah!
Woo!
That's right. What did you think of the video, Brent?
It was a good video. I liked it.
Simple.
In Soviet Russia, video makes you.
Oh, goodness gracious. So yeah, congratulations again for getting that far. Really appreciate the submission. Second place comes from Dustin Griffith, a.k.a. Griffith050, and he wrote us a fantastic song, and I was blown away. Like, this song was... I almost started crying after hearing it, because I didn't know that people loved Podtacular that much to write a kick-ass song for it. Like, this song is legit. He put time and effort into this thing. I'm speechless.
It's the kind of effort that only the Biebs could put into a song.
Oh, gosh. You're bringing up the Biebs again.
The kind of passion that only the Bieber
Why
could have.
Why ruin this moment? Why?
I'm just saying it takes passion. I mean, think about it. The Bieber is so passionate about music that he was able to not only get his drug dealer arrested at his house, but he made it out to Panama. He's safe in Panama now. I mean, that's passion. That's commitment.
Ah, Beeps, man. But yes, it's a fantastic song. We'll be playing it on the live stream again after the show, and we'll be posting it on the winner's page once we get that posted up after this show as well. But it's a fantastic song. I can't say this enough, dude, but thank you so much. It means a lot that you wrote this song for us, and I'm thinking about making it a theme song. Seriously.
Yeah, we need to put it like at the beginning of every episode.
Yeah. No joke. I'm like, this is like, wow. It's like RUL had a song. Now we have a song. It's great.
Yeah.
So Dustin, and he's in the chat room. Thank you so much.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you so much for this. This was fantastic. Really appreciate it.
Cool song. I love it.
It's a blast. And I didn't send you the lyrics. I don't know if you could quite get what the lyrics were, but I'll send those to you afterwards, Brent. And he had some lines from us in there. So from one of the podcasts that we did, I guess sometime last year, he had two lines of us. And they were actually pretty significant lines of stuff we've said on the show before. So that was really cool, too. But again, just from the bottom of our hearts, thank you so much for writing that song. It's just fantastic.
It's a great song. I love it.
Yeah, it's a great song. I
haven't enjoyed a song about Halo that much since the Ready Up Live Requiem rap.
Yeah, I agree. Just seeing one of the songs pop up, it's really heartwarming. And the fact that you guys just keep on saying that you love the podcast is so just encouraging to keep the show going and to keep doing what we're doing. And I don't know about you, Brent, but it seems like for the past 2 months, at least once a week, I've gotten someone coming to me and saying, good job on the podcast, where I haven't gotten that much before, and unless it's been like in the live stream or something or a comment on the post. But people have actually gone out of their way to say thank you for the podcast. So we're obviously doing something right.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I was walking through the mall the other day. And I actually bumped into somebody who's like, hey, watch it, dude. I was like, all right.
You kind of threw me off guard there a little bit. I'm just putting that out there.
I'm just saying nobody's ever like thanked me for the podcast before. Nobody even knows who I am. They just
You've gotten some people on Xbox, I think, that have said.
Yeah, no, I've never even had anybody on Xbox, or if really? I did, I don't remember. Yeah, it was
I thought you told me you got at least one once.
Yeah, I did. I had one person send me a message over live after they had listened to the show, but I'm just saying I haven't like ran into somebody playing Halo that are like, hey man, you're Brent Gamer, you're on the podcast.
Oh. I'm sure that day will come.
I hope so.
I'm sure it will. But yes, Dustin or Griffith, you will receive our legendary prize pack, which includes all of the previous stuff in addition to a Halo Mega Bloks Halo CEU and SE Warthog. Instead of the Halo Evolutions, you can get the Contact Harvest novel. You'll get an iHeartRadio Halo 4 Avatar T and the Majestic Map Pack as well. So congratulations, dude. And finally, our first place winner is a good friend of ours from a very familiar website. This one is going out to David Fuchs, who is one of the guys over from Forward Into Dawn, who drew a fantastic graphic of just the times that he went through when his Xbox was down and he listened to podcasts such as the Bungie podcast, the Running Riot podcast, and ours. And it was just a really well done piece of art. I mean, I've seen some pretty good stuff when it comes to artwork, and this is just simply amazing. You could tell he put a lot of time and effort into this. And I talked with a lot of different people. Well, not a lot, but I talked to a few different people on choosing results for this. And it was almost unanimous that this one would be first place. And we were looking for the contest to not necessarily just be podtacular. We actually wanted more. We wanted to see more of just community in general. We wanted to see where people came from and see what other communities were appreciated out there. And we only got, I think, a couple of submissions that weren't necessarily podtacular specific, which really, I mean, I know we hosted the contest and everything, and we had our own little podtacular prize pack, which we'll get to in a minute, but this was one of the ones that didn't solely focus on podtacular, and this was one of the reasons why I think this, in terms of a Halo community appreciation, it stands out as the most obvious winner to pick. So, David, congratulations. You have won our Halo Community Appreciation Giveaway. And again, just wonderful artwork. It very skilled and just so good to see in here. So you will be winning our Mythic Prize Pack, which has the Halo Certain Affinity, the Certain Affinity T-shirt, Certain Affinity Living Bound Journal, Halo Mega Bloks MAF Collector Pack, Micro Ops Ghost and Wolf Spider, Halo Legends Origin Movie Poster, Fall of Reach Novel, Halo 4 Essentials Visual Guide, the new one, one of three Halo San Diego Comic-Con 2013 collectible pins, a Kilo 5 ONI patch or ONI patch, Halo 4 Master Chief Avatar Armor Code, Mr. Chief Avatar Costume Code, iHeartRadio 4 Avatar T Code, Majestic Map Pack Code, Castle Map Pack Code, and Champions Bundle DLC Code. So congratulations for winning our Community Appreciation Giveaway. You deserve it so much. All three of you guys that wound up as being picked, you guys deserve it so much.
Well, also, and our first prize winner gets the chance to be my intern for a night of podcasting where they get to get me coffee throughout the duration of the show, yes.
Throwing in a bonus prize there at the very end, huh?
So if you're good at pouring coffee, you get the chance to be a podcast intern for a night. Yeah.
I see. I was unaware of this. Should have told me before so we could actually put it in the prize list.
No, I don't know. You get to sleep on my front porch. It's going to be awesome. Yeah. I need an intern just to get me coffee throughout the entirety of the show.
Coffee.
Just keep getting me coffee. And, it's my podcast juice. I need it.
All right. So, Game Dude, Dustin, and David, congratulations on placing in our Halo Community Appreciation Giveaway. Those packages will be sent out this weekend. I have your addresses. I have your shirt sizes. I have your necessary information to get the stuff to you. So you will receive those hopefully sometime next week. And since they're not overseas, they get everything, which is nice.
Yeah.
For our dedicated listener, I think the choice is obvious. We have to go with the Podtaggler song.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just like blown completely out of the water in terms of, I think, the best thing out of the whole contest that anyone did for us in terms of just like saying thank you. So, Griffith, you also get the dedicated listener pack, which is going to include a Podtacular t-shirt, Podtacular wristband, Podtacular buttons, and you already won the Halo 4 Master Chief Avatar code. So unless you want two, then we can give you a second one, I guess. And then there's the Walmart Halo 4 pre-order bonus codes that you will get as well. I forget which pre-order bonuses that specifically was. I think it was Wet Work or Wet Something Skin. I can't remember exactly. But you'll be getting that. And, of course, congratulations again to all the winners. And thank you for your entries into the community appreciation giveaway. Really appreciate the time you guys took to do all that for us. It was really special.
Thank you.
So, that kind of wraps it up for us tonight, to be honest. We've covered the rumors from this past week. We covered the Halo Bulletin, and we got the Halo 4 community. I keep on saying Halo 4. The Halo Community Appreciation Giveaway, done and done. So, Brent, it's been wonderful having you back in the hot seat. Can't wait to see you back again next week and see you back in Wacky Wednesday.
Oh, yeah. I'm ready for some Wacky Wednesdays. It's going to get wacky.
On that note, I actually went out to see a movie last night with my church group, so I couldn't make it to Wacky Wednesday last night. But thank you for coming to the rescue, Godzilla Todd.
Yes,
he was the
thank
one that
you.
Hosted the lobby last night. And apparently it was a very fun lobby that I missed. So I'm a little envious, actually. Twitter was a buzz last night and this morning of how good the game night was. So I might just turn it over to him. I might just like give him the reins and like, go with it, dude. And I'll just come and just stream the thing.
Well, Godzilla is the only reason I'm here right now. I mean, otherwise you would have had a great show with just Dustin and whoever he could find as a guest host.
That is true.
It would have been a much better show, minus me, but But yeah, Godzilla said, no, the show will be ruined. Brent will be on the show this week.
That's not so ruined, dude. That's made gold. That's made podcast gold right there. It's not Reddit gold. It's podcast gold.
That's podcast gold, baby.
Podcast gold. It's not Goldenrod Radio gold either. It's podcast gold.
Man, I'm pretty sure that gamer tag's already taken, because if it wasn't, I would totally change my gamer tag to Goldenrod. It works on so many levels.
I would say just check, see if it's there.
I need to do that, like, right now.
Well, we're almost done. I'm sure you can go check out.
Just keep talking. I'm checking right just now. Keep going. Going all to right. Xbox.com. I thought about changing my name to Mr. Brent.
Mr. Was, Brent? I don't know. Brent Mr. Gamer has... I know you don't like the ring to it, but I like hearing Brent Gamer.
I was like 14 when I came up with it. It was just like a...
So?
It was like I needed a gamer tag, and I didn't want to like think about it too much. I just wanted to start playing Halo 2 online. So I'm like, well, I'm Brent, and I like video games. So therefore, I am a Brent Gamer.
It works. It was an incredibly
creative gamer tag.
It doesn't have to be necessarily. Sometimes the simple gamer tags are the... Yeah.
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 Hmm.
I got to make sure I know my password for my Microsoft account. I forget it.
So while Brent's doing that, a couple of announcements to make regarding some community related stuff. If you guys are interested in Ricochet, the Ricochet Hub League is supposed to be opening up for signups on Monday. So if you're into the whole Halo thing still, or if you want to get back into it and like some Ricochet, then definitely go check it out. www.ricochethub.com. Go over, sign up on the forums, and then when time rolls around for next week, create a team, sign up for the league, and it'll be our first league for Ricochet. So there'll be probably a few bumps and bugs in there, but we've worked out a lot of kinks. We've had a lot of custom lobbies lately, trying to get things worked out for game types and maps, and it's going to be a really fun experience. So for some of the people that are familiar with Griffball Hub, we have some of the people, notable people from there, helping us with Ricochet Hub stuff. And I'm actually one of the guys helping out. I'm one of the staff over there kind of helping put this thing together. So definitely check it out if you're interested in getting back into some semi-competitive Halo 4 stuff and just getting back into Halo 4 in general. If you've been playing Halo 4 and you want to play some organized Ricochet, then just come by and stop as well. If not, just come by and say hi. It's always a good time to just come and chat with other Halo community members. So check it out, ricochethub.com. Also, make sure you stay tuned to thehalomole.com. We are working very fast, or trying to work very fast, to get some of the stuff done, and hopefully be making an announcement here soon. I've written an email to someone specific, and I'm waiting for a reply back on that. So hopefully with that will come an announcement afterwards. And we're working on producing that, getting content created, and we'll probably have another update video within the next week or two on where we stand. So make sure you just stay tuned to that, thehalomole.com. And did you find your gamertag, Brent?
Yep, I looked it up. Somebody in China, or they set their Xbox Live profile to somewhere in China, has Goldenrod.
China?
Already, yep. China.
Aww.
So, no Goldenrod for me.
Aww, that sucks. I'm sorry, Brent.
Yeah.
Aww. Oh, well. Brent Gamer is stuck with you for now, until you decide to come up with some other random gamer tag.
Yeah, I'm sure I'll come up with something stupid by then, but...
I wouldn't say stupid.
Yeah, well, Brent it'd Gamer's probably not, be a... Brent,
okay, for people
I've been enjoying
chat,
Rick and Morty so much that I would probably pick a name from that, and then nobody would get the reference because nobody watches Rick and Morty. But I will say this. I'm pretty sure that the guy that makes Rick and Morty also makes the Pop-Tart commercials with the little cartoons, and the Pop-Tart like ends up getting tricked into the toaster or whatever.
Okay.
You've seen that? Whatever. It's Rick and Morty, Mondays at 9:30 or 10:30 Eastern sometime. It's Monday night on Adult Swim. Go watch it. It's a great show. Funniest cartoon I've watched in a long time. And I'm known for my love of cartoons. Like, I watch regular show Adventure Time.
That is very true, guys. He likes his cartoons and his anime.
Yep, all of the Seth MacFarlane stuff, except for Cleveland Show, just all of that. I'm known for that, but Rick and Morty is fun. It's hilarious. If you like Futurama, you will probably like Rick and Morty.
Interesting you say that, because I love Futurama.
Yeah.
And Family Guy.
Yep, so, I mean, it's basically Family Guy meets Futurama. So, well, not really, because Family Guy is kind of just random skits anymore. They've gotten a little bit better about it lately, but
all right.
It's more cleverly written than Family Guy, I'll just say that. There's an actual storyline that you can follow.
Okay.
And no flashbacks, which is great.
Duly noted.
Yep.
So that's all we have for this week, guys. Brent, again, it's great to have you back. Hope to see you back next week.
Oh yeah, I'm back. Back in the saddle. I'm going to be here every single week that I can be.
Yeah, yeah.
If only to annoy you, the listener.
And by annoy you mean anoint, then yes.
No, I mean annoy or anoint, whichever. I mean, I'm not sure I'm really qualified to anoint anything, but I'll anoint you if you want me to. Just ask.
All right. Well, again, guys, thank you for coming out for another episode of the Podtacular. Remember, you can tune into our live stream, which starts around 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on Twitch TV. And you can also tune into us whenever we do our customs, which is typically on Wednesday nights at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time as well. And you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, all that good stuff. And check us out on our website, podtacular.com. That's it for tonight's show. Again, congratulations to everyone that won from our community giveaway, and thank you for everyone that made an entry into it. We appreciate every single one of you guys for taking the time to do so. And again, those prize winners will receive their prizes probably sometime next week. So be checking your mail for that stuff. Brent, any last words?
No. I wish I had I should have thought of some last words. I really should have.
It's all right.
Oh, man.
Well, until next time, keep on fragging that dang rumor mill.
Keep on fragging the Super Bowl.
And that
go
too.
Seahawks, just because.
3-4-3.
Yep, 3-4-3 up in yep. Seattle.
Yep.
Seahawks emblem is in Halo 4. This was confirmed in the Twitch chat by Pins.
Yay.
But yeah, just go to your Ricochet helmet and then pick the alternate paint scheme. And there's the Seahawks logo right there.